Welcome to my podcast. My name is Luna. For those of you who are familiar with me, you will probably know me as Luna Light Psychic. Now, I am a spiritual life coach and psychic reader. And today's episode in the spiritual life series is about the key principles and practices for a spiritual life. So, there are so many important aspects to living a spiritual life, and I am here today to give you some ideas about things that you can do to navigate yourself through your spiritual life. And these are things that I would recommend that you're doing on a frequent basis. Some of them will be daily practices, and some of them will be when a situation occurs. So this first one is really about when a situation occurs that we would apply this. And this one is all about acceptance. Now, acceptance, this is a principle that can be hard to conquer. And so often we don't want to accept a situation. We want to fight against it because we don't consider it to be right or fair. And I often speak to clients who are struggling with acceptance of a situation. Now, when we resist acceptance of a situation, it doesn't mean that the situation is going to change. What it means is that we stay stuck in the situation. Now, it's really important to get to a place of being able to accept situations and learning to get comfortable with acceptance of it is what it is. And when we do that, when we are accepting of situations, then we set ourselves free. And that's such an important thing to be able to do, is to just kind of go, okay, I am where I am. It is what it is. I'm going to accept it, and I'm going to stop fighting it and resisting it. And then I'm going to be able to set myself free, and I'm going to be able to move forward. Because all the time that we're resisting a situation, we're preventing ourselves from moving forward. And acceptance is very much about acknowledging and coming to terms with the reality of any situation. And accepting that something doesn't mean that we agree with it. It doesn't mean that we're happy with it. You can dislike a situation and still accept it. And it's really important to be able to do that, because you're going to be able to find ways to accept things that are beyond your control and get into that place of providing yourself with freedom from having to fight against the realities of situations. And it's a learned experience. I feel very much we often have to have this show up for ourselves multiple times before we go, okay, this is how we're meant to do this. I feel that acceptance is one of those kind of rules for life that's really important. And this is why it's a spiritual principle and practice, because if we don't accept things, and we're constantly in this fight, resistance stage, then our lives become stagnant, and it becomes absolutely impossible to move forward. And also it drains us. It drains us emotionally, it drains us physically. And it's really going to be a situation where you start to think that life is happening to you rather than you taking charge of your own path. So don't be hard on yourself if you struggled with acceptance, because it is one of those ones that it is a principle and practice that takes a lot of practice to do. And once you start to get into doing it, you'll get quicker, you'll get faster. So when something does show up, instead of resisting it, you just kind of go, ah, well, nothing I can do about that. It is what it is. And, you know, let's be solution focused about what we can do beyond acceptance. So that's really a difficult one, a real toughie, but one that's very, very valuable to implement into your life. The next one is open-mindedness. Now, this is not having restricted thinking. This is not having boundaries in our thinking. It's very much about allowing ideas, being receptive to new ideas, to different possibilities. And often these will come from other people, and being respectful to those and not operating from a place of judgment or criticism. And this includes open to suggestions that we haven't previously considered, and not just to be dismissive of people, especially when their perspectives could be very, very different from our own. And when we can move ourselves into that place of being open-minded and flexible in our thinking, then what we're going to find is that actually more people are willing to talk with us. And that's such a valuable experience to have, because you start to have these new experiences through other people, even though you've not lived them yourself. So open-mindedness, again, is difficult, but it's a lot easier than acceptance, because it's something that we're, you know, we just have to listen to other people and consider their perspective. And, you know, being open to that, you're opening yourself up to lots of other possibilities. So I feel that being open-minded is going to lead you to next steps on your journey, because you're going to be considered as somebody who is receptive to new things and new ideas. And it shows that you're not closed off. Closed off people have a really different energy. They're vibrating from a different frequency. And ultimately, people are repelled from that frequency. So when you're in the open-mindedness mindset, you're on a different frequency, people will come to you. And I would recommend that you at least try open-mindedness if you haven't so far. My next practice and principle is patience. And this is a biggie. And I have to share with you, dear listeners, that I am absolutely surrounded in my life by impatience. My dog in particular is very, very impatient. She has what I now describe as the poker paw. So I could be, sitting, reading a book. She would consider me to be idle and not doing anything, because I'm, I'm not up and about. And she comes and sits next to me, and quite quickly out comes what I call the poker paw. Now, the poker paw comes out and it pokes you, and it's nudging you. And really that means I want attention right now in this second. I am demanding attention from you. I'd like a head rub. I'd like you to talk to me. It's time for me. And there's no forgiveness in this whatsoever. I have just to stop what I'm doing instantly. So my dog is very impatient, and I have a lot of other people in my life that are very impatient as well. And through their impatience, I have had to learn to become more patient, because oftentimes I am not allowed to do things in the order that I want to do them, because the impatient people in my life jump ahead of my cue. Now, why is patience so important? Well, when we learn to be patient in one area of our life, what happens is it's like a snowball effect, and it's a positive snowball effect, because we're able to, it's an asset that we can apply to other areas of our life as well. Now, impatience is something that I come across frequently with clients, and people actually don't want to be patient. We live in this kind of instant gratification society where we're instantly getting things, we're instantly satisfied. You know, we can get fast food, we can go to a drive-through, we can, you know, order food 24 hours a day. We've got drive-through this and drive-through that, and we can get what we want at any time. But that has led people, I feel, in my perspective, that they think that it can apply to all areas of life. And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. So you can't because of your own impatience, push that onto somebody else and expect them to satisfy your impatience, because that's actually, it just doesn't work. It doesn't set situations up for success. And I do come across this all the time with clients of mine who, It shows up a lot, specifically with relationships. So you'll get a person in a relationship who is impatient for it to move to the next level, perhaps that next level being commitment. And you've got one person who's like, you know, impatient, feels they've been waiting for a long time, and they just want this other person to start committing to them and to showing up more and to being more consistent. But the other person isn't doing it. And you can't force another person because of your impatience, the learning lesson for you is to become patient. And also as well, if you were to push that person into, you know, committing to you before they were ready, you wouldn't be setting the relationship up for success. So it's important to practice patience. And when you can grasp it and apply it to one area of your life, know that you're going to be able to apply it to all other areas of your life as well. Now, patience is the ability to wait and worry without complaint. Now, that is hard to do as well, because I often myself, I know I do this too, is when I'm feeling impatient. And even though I've been taught patience by many members of my, inner circle, I still find some situations to be impatient. So, for example, I'll give you a classic impatient situation that I'm finding myself in just now. So if you've been listening to my podcast, you'll know that I moved recently. About a month ago, I moved into a new home, and it's actually a new street, new property. Everything is completely new here. And what that has meant is that you have to order your refuse bins from the council. And I did this using the online system, and I did this at the end of the month of April, and this is now the beginning of June, and I still do not have these bins. So this is, you know, causing a little bit of havoc in my life with my kind of waste collection and trips to the tip and so on. And I'm finding this whole situation, I am really, really impatient. So this is a kind of one of those situations where I'm having to learn to be resourceful, and I'm having to practice patience and acceptance as well, because that was number one in our points there. That, you know, these refuse bins will turn up when they turn up. And of course, when they do, I'm going to be so grateful for them. So there's lots of lessons within that one experience where I'm having to practice patience. But we need to get into a place of being able to bring our kind of patience resources whenever they're required. And as we go through our journey of life, they will be required many, many times. So when we find ourselves confronted with an uncontrollable or an upsetting circumstance, it does take patience to allow time to pass before we respond, before we make a decision, or before we take action. And along with patience is tolerance. And it's so important that we can be tolerant with others and keep ourselves in that place of practicing patience. So if you're finding that your lack of patience is causing a bit of chaos in your life, then try and practice being patient and see how it makes a complete difference to you. Now, the next key principle that I want to share with you is about honoring yourself. Now, honoring yourself and honoring myself is something that I have been really, really big on in the past 5 years. I think prior to that, I honored myself in fits and starts. So I would have periods where I would do really well at honoring myself, and then I would procrastinate on honoring myself. And what I know is that from that experience, when I honored myself, things went well. And when I didn't honor myself, things didn't really work out the way I wanted them to. So now I am into consistently honoring myself. Now, you'll know that I'm really big about consistency and repetition and doing the same things over and over again, because that's what takes us to success. And honoring yourself is absolutely no different. So honoring yourself really is, are you doing the best by yourself? Are you treating yourself with love, care, and setting yourself up for success? And that's a question I ask myself frequently is, are you setting yourself up for success, or are you self-sabotaging? And honoring yourself is the opposite of self-sabotage, right? So I am now very, very comfortable and practiced, and I would give myself even a very good kind of a tick for honoring myself. And when we honor ourselves, we are aligned and we are in flow. And the universe loves this. And it's going to respond positively to the vibration that we're in, to that vibration of self-love. And I know there are times when I have not honored myself, when I've just ignored me. And these have been times when I've been in a lower vibration where things have not been going right in my life and I haven't wanted to be solution focused. I've wanted to do anything but face up to the reality of the situation. So avoidance comes into that a lot. And then I've had times, now being one of them, and this has been going on for quite some time now, that I've honored myself and that I have been good to myself and I have looked after me on the inside and out. And I am consistently in that vibration of standing in my own power and doing what is right for me in each and every situation. And I can share with you, dear listeners, that that makes such a big difference to what happens in my life. And I would remind you today that it's not how heavy the load is, it's how we carry it. And part of that really goes with honoring yourself, because you can honor yourself even when the chips are down, even when you're in adversity, even when you feel like you're swimming upstream and you know you've got things happening around you that are not working out the way you want them to, you can still honor yourself. So don't make the kind of mistake, or don't fall into the pitfall that I did of going into avoidance when things don't quite work out the way you want them to. Keep yourself in that high vibration of doing the best by yourself. Now, my next principle is about belief and believing. And I feel that belief and believing comes in two ways. Now, one is the belief that I have in myself to be able to be resilient and to take myself out of difficult situations and to be on the best path. And I believe very much that that belief in myself goes hand in hand with honoring myself. So when I'm honoring myself, my belief in myself is in a higher vibration and I'm feeling good about myself. So therefore, it's easier to believe in myself. So one of the wonderful consequences, positive consequences of honoring yourself is that you have better self-belief. And you remember, of course, as well, we need to believe in ourselves before others will believe in us. And then the other belief, part of believing in belief is about believing in the universe. And I believe in the universe. I very much believe that when I am kind of really focusing on my connection with the universe, that it deepens the connection, it strengthens the connection. And that's when I start to feel that the universe has got my back. Because remember, the universe is always working in the background of your life, whether you are connected into it or not. But when I connect into it, when I strengthen that vibration of belief that I have in the universe, and I'm believing in myself and I'm honoring myself, then I notice that things start to align, things start to come together as they want them to. I don't feel that it's just doing one spiritual practice that's going to change your life by itself. I believe very much it's doing lots of things together. Now, it might feel a little bit overwhelming for you if you've not done a lot of these things, but actually this constant nurturing of ourselves is really important. Just start small. Just start where you are right now with what you have and build on top of it. It's like building blocks. So you could start off with maybe acceptance, and then you think, okay, I'm going to get better at acceptance. Then you start practicing patience. And then all of a sudden all of these practices will become second nature to you, and you'll find yourself doing them without even noticing. So take your time, be kind to yourself as you go through this journey. And I really hope that you have enjoyed this podcast today. If you haven't listened to the first episode in this series, then have a listen to How to Start Your Spiritual Journey, which is available already. And what you need to do as well, yes, of course, because I am doing this podcast every 2 weeks, so listen out for my next podcast in 2 weeks, which is all about how to tackle obstacles of spiritual growth. And at the start of every month, I have a newsletter, generally goes out on the first of every month, and this has got spiritual and psycho guidance in it for that month. And I also offer a discount for all readings and courses and workshops in my Etsy store. So if you haven't signed up for that, then all you need to do is get yourself over to my website, which is www.lunalightsstore.com. psychic.com. And when you sign up for that newsletter, you will be given a free gift as well. So I hope you all have a wonderful day. I shall see you next time, and I'm wishing you lots of love and light.